says all the time. And the pastor says all the time. And then the congregation says, God is great.
然后会众就回应说,
Let's try that one. God is great. All the time. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, so much for bringing us, your church, together.
把我们, 整个教会, 带领在一起。
Your people are precious.
你的百姓是宝贵的。
And we have gathered this morning to worship you.
我们今天早上聚集一起来敬拜你。
Speak to us as we consider the question, why worship God?
你跟我们说话, 为什么我们要来敬拜?
Let us hear in our hearts and our wills.
让我们听到你的心意。
Change us, Lord.
改变我们。
May our lives be focused on you.
因为我们的生命就在你面前。
Amen. I want us to think a little deeply this morning. Why do we come for an hour and a half every Sunday in this place?
我希望我们可以深入思考为什么我们每个星期天早晨来到这边花一个半小时。
And how often do you come here anticipating something significant is going to happen?
你有多少是期待来到这里会有一些很重要的事会发生?
Or how often do you come here dragging, either because you got out of bed too late or because your spouse made you come?
有多少次你来到这里已经拖拖拉拉的，因为你昨晚上太晚睡了，或者是你的太太勉强你一定要来参加。
How often do you come with something else on your mind?
多少次你是来到这里，你心里还想着，或者是担心着其他的事情要处理。
And when a snowstorm forces us to cancel worship, are you relieved or are you sad?
当暴风雪迫使我们取消主日崇拜的时候，你会感觉很失望，或者是你感觉到很放松。
Do you prepare yourself Saturday night spiritually to be ready to worship God on Sunday morning?
你星期六晚上是不是就预备好在灵性上就预备好准备今天来敬拜神？
Do you prepare yourself physically by ensuring you get to bed on time?
你有没有在身体上预备好你自己，准时去上床睡觉？
And I'm not nodding off in the pew.
不会在这个主日讲台的时候，在那边打瞌睡。
Is this worthy of your time?
这是不是值得你花这些时间？
Why?
为什么？
Why come here week after week to worship God?
为什么值得你一个星期又一个星期，每个主日都来敬拜神？
I asked the author who wrote Psalm 99 this question.
我问这个问题，对这个写诗篇的这一位作者，这样的一个问题。
And you know what he told me?
你知道他怎么告诉我们吗？
He said you come here week after week because God is holy.
他说你每个星期都来这里，因为神是圣洁的。
The author has three things to say about God.
这个作者呢有三件事情谈到神。
And so the psalm is in three sections.
所以这个诗篇呢是可以分成三段。
And at the end of each section, he summarizes by saying, "Holy is He."
就在结尾的时候呢，他说神就是圣洁。
Holy is He.
神就是圣洁。
For He is holy.
因为他是圣洁。
In the first section, he says He is a king.
在第一段他说他是君王。
In the second section, he says He is righteous.
第二段他说他是公义的。
In the third section, he says that He listens, that He is personal.
第三段他说他是聆听的神，他是对我们是有个人关系的神。
And all these, he says, He is holy.
所以全部来讲的，他是一个圣洁的神。
Does that seem strange to you?
会不会对你来讲很奇怪呢？
It is not if we understood what holy means.
如果我们已经知道什么是圣洁的意义。
Holy means to be without comparison.
圣洁是 没有可以用什么方法来 compare， 就是来比较的。
Holy means to be utterly unique。
圣洁是一个非常独一的，非常特别的。
Holy means to be above and over all。
圣洁是超乎一切之上的。
There is no king like God。
没有一个君王像神一样。
There is no one righteous like him。
没有人像他一样的公义。
And there is no one close and personal like he is。
没有人可以像他这么靠近和我们有个人的。
And all these he is holy。
这所有的来说明一件事情，就是他是圣洁的。
If we were to ask the writer of these songs, what do these three things about the holiness of God mean to me today?
所以我们来问这个诗篇的作者，这三件事情对我们来讲，圣洁是什么意思？
What do they mean for our worship? He would say, come because God rules your life.
这个作者因为会这样来说，我们来敬拜他，因为他掌管你的生命。
Come because God judges you.
来，因为他要审判你。
Come because God is personal to you.
来敬拜他，因为他和你有个人的关系。
So why do you come Sunday after Sunday?
为什么你每个星期每个星期都来到这里？
Come because God rules your life.
首先，我们来到这里，因为神掌管你的生命。
He is king over all the universe.
他是君王，全宇宙的君王。
The author says the Lord reigns.
这个作者说，这个我们的神是掌管一切的。
He is enthroned upon the cherubim.
他坐在宝座之上，在基督伯宝座之上。
He is exalted over all the people. This is a great king.
他值得尊崇他是伟大的君王。
He rules over Christians.
他掌管超过所有的基督徒。
Even over the angels themselves.
超乎一切所有的天使。
The cherubim being the highest of all angels.
基督伯是最高的天使。
And the picture here is the cherubim on his throne that he sits on.
神的宝座上面的下的是基督伯，所以他坐在那个宝座之上。
He rules over the very elements so that the earth itself quakes.
他掌管并且超乎一切的元素，所有的物质。
He even rules over his enemies.
他甚至超乎一切他的敌人仇敌。
Even over his enemies?
甚至超乎他的仇敌吗？
Yes.
是的。
He determines their birth.
他决定他们的生。
Who their parents will be.
他们的父母亲会是谁。
He determines their ethnicity.
他们的种族。
When they will die and how they will die.
什么时候他们会死他们会怎么样死。
The day of their birth and the day of their death are all written in his hands.
生的日子死的日子都被写在他的手上。
He determines their IQ and their EQ.
他决定他们的智商和情绪智商。
He determines who the friends will be and what their health will be like.
他决定他们会有哪些朋友，他们的健康会是如何。
He confirms their choices, their attitudes and their eternal destiny.
他确定他们的所有的选择，他们的态度，他们的永恒的命运。
He sends them rain and food and hunger and desire.
他送来鱼，送来食物，送来饥饿，送来欲望。
And he has set a time when even though they are his enemies, they too will bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
他也预定了一个时间，即使这些仇敌也会到一个时间的时候会承认耶稣基督是主。
Yes, my friends, nothing hinders the rule of this great king, not even his enemies.
没有任何事情，即使是他的仇敌来妨碍、来阻挡神的统管万有。
He rules over all your decision making.
他掌管 你所有的决定
and every deed of your life.
所有你的生活当中生命当中的任何的行为事情。
In Psalm 127, we're told that we build our house in vain if the Lord does not build it. We watch over our city in vain if the Lord does not watch over it.
诗篇127篇说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
And it is James that tells us that it is sheer arrogance for us to say,Tomorrow I'm going to go to this store and do that. Next week I'm going on this vacation and that vacation. Rather, we are to say the Lord willing, we will do so.
雅各书第四章十三到十五节说，我们有话说，今天明天我们到某城去，在那里住一两年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
So I say to you, my friends, and I say to myself, it is good.To come week by week and bow our knee before our King.
所以各位朋友，我要说的是，我们可以每个星期都来这边来向神跪拜，我屈膝是非常好的。
For He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
因为他是万王之王，万主之主。
It is good to come week by week and bow our heart before our King.
我们每个星期来到。神的面前用我们的心向他跪拜是好的
For he rules over every desire of our heart.
因为他掌管了我们所有的心思意念
It is good to come and bow our will before our God and Maker.
我们向神跪拜用我们的这个意志来向神跪拜是好的
It is good to come every Sunday and bow your lifeBefore him and say, Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee.
我们把我们的全人的生活、生命放在面前向他跪拜，求他来洁净是好的。
Come and realize that you are not in control, but God is in control.
你来到他的面前，因为你知道你是不能够控制什么，只有神能够掌管一切。
Come and be reminded that you cannot control him.
来到神的面前，因为你要常常被提醒，你不能够控制他。
We cannot influence him.
你不能够影响他。
He is like the mountain that the wind blows on and the rain falls on and the snow falls on and still it stands.
好像在山上有许多的下雨的时候有留下一些痕迹一样。
And yet even the mountains cannot compare to him because over the eons even mountains are worn down by wind and rain but not God.
山上有很多下雨的时候
He's greater than the mountains.
他比山不管下雨都更伟大。
We cannot bribe him. We cannot bend him. We cannot stop him.
贿赂他我们能够好像去弯曲他或者是去停止他
He does as he pleases in your life and in my life
他按照他自己的心意来塑造我们的生活
And for some of us that means riches and wealth
对某些人来讲这个意义就是富有或者是贫穷
For others of us that means struggling or even poverty
对某一些人来讲，可能是一个这个挣扎，或者是贫穷。
For some of us, that means we will receive from God's hand a long life. For others of us, a short life.
对某些人来讲，可能有一些人是生命可以很长寿，有一些人可能是生命很短暂。
For some, the King gives health and strength. For others, He gives out accident and illness.
对某些人来讲，他给的是健康和力量。对某些人来讲，可能是一些事故或者是生病。
For some, our King fulfills our dreams. For others, He gives us lingering desires.
对某些人来讲是常常可以他们的梦想可以实现。对某些人来讲，他们的一些希望常常被迟延。
I was just reading about David.
我最近在读大卫。
The King over whom God is King.
他是一个王但是他的 这个王他的王就是神自己。
David's son died.
大卫的儿子死了。
God had said his son would die.
神告诉他你的儿子会死。
The king bowed and he fasted and refused to eat or sleep for 7 days until his son died.
大卫王在神面前屈膝禁食有七日，直到他的儿子最后死了。
And God did what he had purposed to do anyway.
神还是按照他自己的心意，他就是这样要让他儿子死。
And what did David do?
所以大卫做了什么呢？
He got up and worshipped God.
所以他最后起来，他来敬拜神。
And I read that and I said, wow!
我读到这个时候，我真的是很感叹。怎么会这样？
If God took my son away, would I get up and worship God?
如果神取走我的儿子的话，我会起来敬拜他吗？
What a great man! What great faith is this?
多么伟大的一个人啊！他的信心是何等的大。
More, it is a recognition that God is king and I am not.
他能够去承认神就是是君王，而我不是。
I wanted to see my mother and speak with her one more time before she died.
我很想在我母亲死之前，能够还有一次机会跟她说话。
I just wanted to tell her again how much I love her.
我很想告诉她，我是多么的爱她。
But God did not let me.
但神没给我这样的机会。
He made it so that she died before I could get home.
他没有让他在我来得及回家之前，他就让他死。
And so was the rule of my king.
所以这就是神掌管的一切。
Shall I not take it from him?
我可以不接受这样的事情吗？
Yes, I shall, and so should we.
我想我应该接受这样的事情，所以我们也能够接受神在我们身上做了许多事情。
Come and bow before this king. There is no king like him.
我们应该来到他面前，在他面前屈膝敬拜他，因为没有一个君王像他。
We are but creatures, even lower than the angels, and over them he rules.
我们是受造者，甚至是低于天使的被受造者。
He is utterly like any other king.
他不像其他的王。
None has ever been able to stop what he has designed to do.
没有任何人是可以阻止他想要做的事情。
His rule is absolute in power.
他掌管的一切是有绝对的权能。
And there is no compromise or negotiation with God.
在神面前没有什么可以跟他说好说歹的。
He chose you, you did not choose him.
他选择你不是你选择神。
And so you have been saved.
所以是你被得拯救的。
Not of your own will, but of his will.
不是出于你自己的意思，乃是出于他的意思。
Our presidents make mistakes.
我们的总统会偶尔会犯一些错。
Even with all the vast resources available to them and all the counselors they have, but this God never makes a mistake.
我们的总统即使有许许多的资源，有许许多的顾问，他还是会做错一些事情，但我们的神不会做错事情。
And so we call him holy.
所以我们称他为圣洁。
He is separate and above all else.
他是分别的，他是在超乎一切之上的。
Praise and salt, worship God, for he is king above and over all.
我们应该赞美他，尊崇他，来敬拜他，因为他是超乎一切之上的君王。
Again, I ask you.
再一次我来问各位。
Why do you sit here week after week?
为什么你每个星期一个星期都来到这？
The author of the psalm also tells us, come, because God judges you.
这个作者在说到，因为你来这里，因为神要审判。
It's not just that he's king, he's also judge.
他不只是君王，而且他是一个审判的法官。
And it's not merely that he judges, but he is a righteous judge.
他不只是一个普通的法官，他还是一个 完全公义的法官。
Our king is not just absolute raw power.
他是一个有绝对权力的一个神。
He is a just king who rules fairly.
他是一个非常公义的一个君王，来统管他的一切。
There is none who is fair like our king.
没有一个君王会像他一样，像我们的主一样，是这样公平、公义的君王。
He is faultless in all his justice.
他的审判或者他的统管是没有任何的缺点的。
And that's a good thing, is it not?
那个是这样，不是一个很好的事情吗？
How fearful to have an absolute ruler who you could not trust his judgment.
有其他的法官或君王，你可以像神一样这么信任他吗？他是这么的公平公义。
Verse 4 is very specific. The king in his might loves justice.
第四节是非常清楚的，王有能力喜爱公平，坚立公正，在雅各中施行公平和公义。
He has established equity.
他是一个他设立了一切。
And he has executed justice and righteousness.
所以他可以来施行公平和公义。
So I say he judges fairly, but what is fair?
所以我说他坚立公平和公正。什么是公平公正呢？
Well, my children love this phrase fair.
我的孩子很喜欢讲公平这个字。
They think they know what fair is, and as a parent, I think something else.
他们好像很懂什么是公平。但是作为父母亲的我觉得我比他更懂。
To be fair is to treat the same.
公平就是对待每一件事情都是一样的。
To be fair is to give what is deserved.
公平就是给你应该得到的东西。
But then that raises a question, does it not? What do we deserve?
那么就有一个问题产生了，我们是有都得到我们该当得的东西。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
Our God is perfectly sinless.
我们的神却是毫无瑕疵的一位神。
He is perfectly righteous.
他是完全公义的神。
How can he be just and sin and we are sinners and not be punished?
他如何能够来看待这样的一件事情，因为我们是罪人而不被他的这样一个公平公义来审判呢？
Should this not make us tremble and quake?
我们想要这样的时候，我们会不会应该在他面前要颤抖颤惊呢？
Of course, most of us know the answer to these questions, do we not?
我们每个人应该都知道这个答案，不是吗？
Our just king has set a time for justice.
我们的神，我们这位君王，我们这位法官，他设了一个时间需要来做审判的。
And because he has set a time for justice, he has left time for repentance.
因为他设定了这个最后要施行这个审判公义的时间，所以他也设立了在之前设立了一段时间让我们去悔改。
And our just king in his justice has provided atonement for our sin.
我们公义的君王，他在这之前，他预备了一个救恩来救赎。
He has satisfied his justice.
他牺牲了他自己来做为这个救赎。
But it's still fearful to these sinners to come into the presence of a holy righteous God.
就是我们依然是胆战心惊来到他的面前，因为他是那样完全的圣洁的一位神。
It was a mountain top like any other mountain top.
有个山顶，就像其他的山顶一样。
Well, a bit drier than most were used to because it's in the desert.
应该是谈到西乃山，所以我们到那个山顶上，如果你开到那山顶上的时候。
Suddenly thick clouds like the smoke of a volcano began to surround the top.
好像在那山顶上，你开车到那山顶，有像很多的火山一样，有很多冒烟的地方。
Fearful and black, blotting out the sun.
让你感觉到就是很惊恐害怕，那个太阳，火红的太阳让你觉得很惊恐害怕。
Peals of lightning and thunder started snaking out left and right, up and down. Lightning and thunder.
那个有闪电，这个在这其中。
The mountain began to quake and tremble.
这个山开始在摇动。
And a sound like a trumpet began to pierce the earth.
这个山开始颤动，就像在这个地上。
And it blared louder and louder.
这个闪电越来越大。
And where the people stood with Moses, the very ground began to shake under their feet.
百姓在地面上的时候，他们惊恐，战惊害怕。
And they cried out in fear, Moses, you speak to us for God, or else we're going to die.
他百姓跟摩西说，请跟我们说吧，我们在神面前，我们就快死了。
John, the beloved apostle.
约翰神所喜爱的那位使徒。
Who used to lean his head against the chest of Jesus at dinner.
他曾经躺卧在耶稣的胸前，在他最后晚餐的时候
took one look at Jesus in his holy glory and fell to the ground fainting like a dead man.
他倒在神的这个胸前，好像一个叫昏死过去的人一样。
And Jesus had to reach out and comfort him and say, do not fear.
耶稣基督还要在他死之前呢，经历这个时候呢，他还要去安慰使徒约翰。
These passages and others tell us something about the holy righteousness of God that we do not grasp.
这些经文都告诉我们一些事情，就是我们在神的面前常常是胆战心惊的。
In His holy righteousness, God is dangerous.
在他的圣洁当中，神是很可怕的，很危险。
He is a threat.
他是一个威胁。
We cannot see him face to face or we will die.
我们不能跟他面对面，要不然我们就要死了。
The priest thought he was doing a good thing to reach out and stop the ark from touching the dirty ground.
在他面前这些祭司是不能够摸到任何这个不洁的东西。
But God struck him dead. He would rather the ark touch the mud than the hand of a sinful man.
神就击打了那个不洁的祭司，至少不要击打百姓。
This is the holiness of God that we are familiar with.
这个是一个圣洁公义的神。
His absolute righteousness.
他有绝对的公义。
And with this holiness, there is no compromise.
因为他的这样的完全的圣洁，所以没有什么可谈的。
And all we can say is, O Lord, we worship you because you are right.
我们能够做的就是来到神面前，告诉神说，神啊，我们要敬拜你，因为你是绝对对的神。
Because in his righteousness, he has also provided salvation for us.
因为在他的完全的公义当中，他还为我们预备了一个救恩。
And he judges rightly always.
他永远会用最公义的来审判。
You know, my children complain about my judgment.
我的孩子常常来向我抱怨我对他的一种审判。
And rightly so.
就是这样。
I know I make mistakes.
是的，我知道我有时候会做错一些事。
I know, I just get impatient and say, whatever, you do that and you do that. I just can't sort it all out.
我有时候会就这样吧，我没办法去处理那么多事情，就这样吧。
But our God is so far superior to me and you in His judgment.
我们的神却超过这一切，他实在是能够有真正的公平的一个神。
He is so unlike us that all we can say is, "There's none like you, Lord. You are holy."
没有一个人可以像他一样，因为神就是这样的完全的圣洁。
And so it is good to come here Sunday after Sunday and bow before our perfectly righteous God and worship Him.
所以我们每个星期来到这个完全圣洁、完全好的一个神面前来。向他屈膝俯伏敬拜是好的。
Praise, exalt, worship God, for He is judge above and over all.
来赞美他，尊崇他，敬拜他，因为他超乎一切之上。
Again, I ask you.
这再一次我来问大家。
Why sing and pray and praise and receive a sermon every week?
为什么我们每个星期都来这里来敬拜，来听讲道？
Come, sing praise and pray and receive a sermon every week. Come, because God is personal to you.
来，我们来唱歌敬拜他，来，因为他是跟你有个人关系的一个神。
He is the very definition of personal.
他是跟你有个人关系的一个神。
He has always existed.In relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, knowing and communing and loving one another for eternity.
他这位神他是三位一体的神，父子圣灵他们永远的是在一起的。
We speak to Him and He listens.
我们跟他祷告，跟他说话，他会聆听。
The psalmist speaks about Aaron and Moses and Samuel, verse 6.He refers to the people of God in verse 7 and how they speak and God listens. A great king is not just exalted over the angels, he is close to you and me.
在这段诗篇当中也讲到摩西、亚伦还有撒母耳他们都跟神求告。这个神呢也是一样，对我们来讲也是一样，他是那么接近我们的一位神。
What king on earth is like this?
有哪一个地上的君王是像能够像他一样的？
What king knows all his people name by name?
哪一个君王能够了解能够认识他的百姓每一个人？
If the president of the United States were to walk into this room, Barack Obama walk into this room and say, Oh, hi, Sui, how are you? You would be amazed!
如果奥巴马总统来到我们这个教会能够进来就直接说出你的名字的话，你会非常的惊讶。
Oh, James, I appreciate you translating for Pastor McDonald. And you're like, how did he know my name?
他如果说你感谢你啊，你今天早晨为这个马牧师翻译，我自己会觉得很惊讶。
And he greets a little child in the hallway and says, Oh, hi, Tina, how are you?
他如果说 Tina, 你好吗？今天早上，你会觉得很惊讶。
The President of the United States doesn't have the bandwidth for that.
美国总统没有这样的一个可能性，因为他头脑装不下那么多的名字。
What ruler on earth answers every call, every email, every question, every comment of everybody in his kingdom?
哪一个君王，哪一个总统能够回应每一个对他的请求，每一个电子邮件或每一个电话呢？
But our king does.
那我们的君王可以。
His ear is bent close to each and every one of you, always, all the time.
因为他的耳朵跟每一个人是这么的靠近。
Oh, there is no king like that.
没有个君王像他一样。
I can't even give my three kids that much time. And my wife is always complaining I don't listen to her enough.
我即使对我三孩子都没有这样的一个时间，我太太甚至常常抱怨我没有时间来听她说话。
And I say, but honey, I've been working hard all day. I'm tired. I want to sleep.
亲爱的，我已经很累了。我工作一整天，我实在是需要休息。我没有那个时间来听你说了。
Oh, He is truly unique.
他是真的是非常的独一特别。
And what ruler can bear with such rebellious subjects as us and still be kind all the time?
有哪一个统治者君王能够那么的和祥慈善的对我们，当我们还是这么的悖逆呢？
Let's face it, often we come here on Sunday morning and we don't exactly have the best attitude when we come, do we? Not always.
我们承认我们自己来到这个教会敬拜神的时候，我们不是每一次都有很好的态度，不是吗？
Often our motives are mixed.
很多时候我们来到这边的动机是很复杂的。
And our hearts grow weary.
我们很多时候我们的心是觉得很疲倦。
We get frustrated with each other.
我们有时候因为一些事情我们彼此觉得很失望。
Misunderstand each other.
有时候会有一些误会，彼此有一些误会。
And yet week after week the king comes and he meets with us and listens to us.
但是我们这个君王他每一个星期每一次都来到这里。他就是很个人的来聆听我们的所说的。
Not even the love of a husband and wife can compare to this.
即使是夫妻之间的爱也不能够和这相比。
Not even the love of a mother for her child can compare to this.
即使一个母亲对子女的爱也不能和这相比。
Holy is he.
神就是圣洁。
Far above any human is our God and his closeness to us.
他超乎一切之上，而且他和我们的这个亲近的关系。
And that melts our hearts, doesn't it?
这样亲近的关系就融化了我们的心，不是吗？
To know that the King high and exalted above is close in your bedroom, in your living room.When you're in the car, wherever you are, he is there.
这个至高的神他他非常亲近你甚至你在不管你是在你的浴室你的卧房或者是在你的车子上他都是这么的亲近你。
So yes, we come week after week. We sit in these pews and we stand on our feet. But we think of such a great, wonderful God and we praise and exalt him for his closeness.
所以我们因为他是这么伟大的神所以我们愿意来到他的面前。
And when you put all three of these holy characters together,
所以我们把三个他的一个圣洁的特质放在一起看的话
King and Judge,And a personal presence.
君王审判的法官还有个人的这个关系。
What a marvelous picture. What a unique combination.
是多么奇妙的一个组合是多么奇妙的一个神。
No wonder when Jesus came, he revealed to him as Father.
难怪主耶稣彰显这个神的爱的时候说他是像一个父神。
For a father has authority over his children.
因为父亲有对子女有他那个有一个主权。
A father has judgment over his children.
这父亲是可以来审判他的孩子。
And a father loves his children and listens to them.
那个父亲也能够听来爱他的孩子。
God is our father.
神就是我们的父亲。
What a marvelous, marvelous revelation Jesus gave us.
多么奇妙的这个礼物耶稣基督给我。
But he's not like any father on this earth, is he? He's not like any father on this earth.
他不是像这个地上的任何一个父亲一样。
He is perfect.
他是完全的。
He is holy.
他是圣洁。
So praise, exalt, worship God.For he is Father over all and above all.
我们赞美他，因为他是超乎一切之上的父神。
So to whom or with what will you compare God?
所以你要拿什么人或什么事情来跟神相比呢？
God himself asks people this question. To whom will you compare me? He says.
神自己也问这样问题，你可以拿谁或拿什么事情来跟我相比？
There is nothing that can compare to God.
没有一件事情是可以跟神相比的。
There is none that can compare to God.
没有一个人是可以跟神相比的。
And if it wasn't God himself who made the comparisons for our understanding, it would be sacrilege to even make a comparison.
若不是神自己跟我们启示，其实没有人可以去了解什么东西可以跟他相比。
God is separate from all, unique from all. He is holy.
神是他的圣洁是分别出来的，是圣洁中的圣洁。
Worship God.
来敬拜他。
Exalt and praise Him.
来尊崇他，来赞美他。
Lift Him up in your hearts and your minds.
把你的心，你的心思都带到他面前。
Because he is holy.
因为他是圣洁。
King, judge, and listener, our father.
君王、审判官，还有聆听我们的人，就是我们的父亲。
Praise, exalt, worship God.For he is above and over all.
赞美他，尊崇他，敬拜他，因为他超乎一切之上。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。